And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
As has so often been the case under the bullying brand of leadership exercised by the conservative leaders of the General Assembly, North Carolina is in the midst of another round of high-stakes court battles. Earlier this week, lawyers for Governor Cooper, a pair of judicial candidates, and a group of nonprofits all brought separate lawsuits to challenge the absurd ways in which legislative leaders have rigged the November ballot to prevent voters from knowing vital information about some of the judicial candidates and all of the six constitutional amendments they will be asked to vote on. One suit challenges a law that prevents a pair of judicial candidates who are registered as Republicans from being listed as such. Governor Cooper challenges the inaccurate language that voters will see regarding two amendments that would transfer much of his power to the legislature. Another suit argues that the legislature, having been elected through illegal gerrymandering, should have no authority to amend the Constitution in such fundamental ways. Let's hope, as they have so many times in the past, the courts step in to remind lawmakers that they are not larger than the state constitution. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.